I love my dog. I love all my dogs. Every dog I ever had, I still love them. And in my life, believe me, I have had me a bunch of goddamn dogs. 'Cause you keep on getting a new one, don't you? It's true. As life goes on, you keep getting one new dog after another. That's the whole secret of life. Life is a series of dogs. Sometimes you can get a dog that looks exactly like the one you had before. It's true. If you shop around a little, you can find a dog identical to your former dog. You just bring the dead one into the pet shop, throw him up on the counter and say, "Give me another one of these." And by God, they'll give you a carbon copy of your ex-goddamn dog. And that's real handy, because then you don't have to go around the house changing all the pictures. That's the nice thing about dogs. They don't live too long, and you can go and get a new one. Most people know the best-sized dog to have is a knee-high, mid-sized dog. It's the ideal pet because whenever some nice lady comes to visit you, the first thing that dog does is put his nose right in her crotch. "Hi, Mrs. Effington. Hi, Stuart. How's the... Ooh, what a friendly dog. Ooh, you know, I'll bet he smells my dog." "I'm not sure, Mrs. Effington. Judging by where he's putting his nose, I'd say he's got a completely different animal in mind." "You don't by any chance own a pussy, do you?"
"No, no."
Some people get embarrassed, you know, by that nose-crotch behavior. The dog owner will often fall all over himself trying to save face. "Stop that, Bongo. Stop it. I'm awfully sorry, Marzell. He's usually so polite. You must have not bathed." Not me, folks. I never apologize. I'm a fun-loving guy. I say, "Get in there, Bongo. Get yourself some of that. Sniff it out. Listen, Marzell, would you mind spreading your legs a little bit so he can get some sniffing room? Plant your feet about 3 feet apart, would you? That's it. Good. Air that thing out. Okay. So how's everything going down at the church? Good. All right, Bongo. Now go around the back and sniff that other thing. Sorry, Marzell. There's two smells he likes, and one of 'em's in the back." "What's that? You gotta go? Well, I'm awfully sorry. Listen, before you go, you wouldn't be willing to let Bongo have about 30 seconds on your leg, would you?" "Nah, I didn't think so." "Okay, no problem. You take care and tell the Reverend Bongo says hello." Those dogs are really great. They help break the ice when a new neighbor comes to call.
"Hi, we're the Belchingtons. Ooh, what's his name?"
"Ball Sniffer. He's a crotch hound. Let me know if you want to get circumcised. He's on duty around the clock."